When you come here to verses 7 through 13, the 12 he sends out now, and their message is repentance. They are to go out and give the message as he has been giving it out. And he tells them here, he called unto him the 12. He began to send them forth by two and two. And Matthew didn't tell us that, by the way, and neither does Luke, when they record this incident, that they went out two by two, and he gave them power over unclean spirits. And that seemed to be the very highest power they could exercise. And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. And why that? Well, they were to travel light. This is to indicate the urgency and the lateness of the hour and the importance of their mission, and that they were totally dependent on God. Now, later on, they were told to take these things because they were going on a longer journey than they made at this time. Matthew makes it clear they only went to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And they were, though, to accept the hospitality that was offered to them. He said unto them, in whatsoever place ye enter into a house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. So that this is to be a serious and solemn trip thereon, and light creates responsibility, and to reject the grace of God invited his judgment. It does the same thing today. And they went out and preached that man should repent. And they cast out many demons, anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Now they preached a message of repentance, and the miracles authenticated their message. And this commission was limited to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's not the pattern for today. Repentance is part of the gospel message. However, it's contained in the command to believe. And now we find here in verse 14, we have that incident of Herod who had put to death John the Baptist. And I went into that in a little detail back in Matthew, you'll recall. And actually, it's a longer record there. The fame of Jesus, you see, had spread throughout that area, not only among the common people, but even Herod on the throne had heard. And this was a strange reaction of King Herod. The record of the murder of John the Baptist had taken place sometimes before the other things that are recorded here took place. And I think this explains Herod's strange and superstitious reaction here. Now, will you notice it? And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show for themselves in him. And this man is very superstitious, as you can see. And others said that it's Elias, and others said that it's a prophet, or is one of the prophets. There was a great deal of mingled reaction toward the Lord Jesus and who he was, and there's that same reaction today, by the way. We find that different people have different viewpoints of him. And these other people, they had a different explanation for the person and the presence and the power of the Lord Jesus. And there was this confusion, as you can see. Now, Herod definitely was afraid, notice. But when Herod heard, therefore, he said, it's John whom I beheaded, and he's risen from the dead. Now, that incident is given. We went over it in Matthew of how Herodias had her daughter to dance before him, and she knew what a lecherous, a lustful old man he was. And on that basis why he gave her a blank check. She could ask anything she wanted, and so the mother was prepared and asked for the head of John the Baptist. And actually, this record here, Mark makes it very clear that Herod liked John the Baptist and had heard him. And, of course, John the Baptist had condemned him for taking Herodias, who was not his wife at all, but his brother's wife, and that they were living in sin and so on. And as a result, why, she naturally hated him, wanted to get rid of him, and this was her diabolical plot in order to accomplish that.